Have you ever been so angry with your neighbor that you could commit an unthinkable act? Let's delve into a story that tragically answers this question in the affirmative. We take you to North Las Vegas, where a peaceful suburban life was shattered by an act of violence that left a community reeling. The protagonist of our story is Nick Davey, a 46-year-old pastor, a loving father, and a neighbor who met an untimely end in the most horrifying of circumstances. Picture this: a quiet evening, a driveway, and a family returning home after a long day. The children, innocent and oblivious to the horror that was about to unfold. In the midst of this tranquil scene, a dispute with a neighbor spirals out of control, leading to a shocking tragedy. Nick Davey, the pillar of his community, was shot and killed right in front of his family, including his two young children. The man behind the trigger was Joe Junio, a neighbor whose disagreement with Davey had escalated far beyond the confines of a typical neighborhood dispute. This wasn't a random act of violence, nor was it a spur-of-the-moment decision. It was the culmination of a series of contentious interactions over homeowners association violations that Davey had reported. This dispute, which should have been resolved within the walls of a meeting room, ended in a chilling act of murder. As we peel back the layers of this horrifying incident, we'll uncover the story of two neighbors, a dispute that spiraled out of control, and a community left in shock. In this video, we will explore the chilling events leading to this ghastly incident. To understand the depth of this tragedy, we must first understand who Nick Davey was. Nick Davey was a man who wore many hats. At 46, he was a devoted husband, a loving father of two, and a respected pastor in North Las Vegas. His life was a testament to his faith, his family, and his commitment to his community. Born and raised in Las Vegas, Davey had a profound connection to the city and its people. He was the kind of man who knew everyone's name and never missed an opportunity to lend a helping hand. He was a pillar of strength in his community, a beacon of hope in times of despair. As a pastor, Davey was known for his compassionate heart and his ability to inspire others. He was a spiritual guide to many, a man who believed in the power of faith, forgiveness, and unity. His sermons were not just about the scriptures. They were about life, about finding peace amidst chaos, about standing up for what's right. At home, Davey was a doting father and a loving husband. His family was his sanctuary, his place of peace. He was a man who took pride in his children's accomplishments, a man who cherished every moment spent with his loved ones. His children were his world, and he was theirs. Davey was also an active participant in his homeowners association, taking on the responsibility of ensuring a peaceful and harmonious environment for his family and his neighbors. His involvement in the association was a testament to his commitment to his community, his willingness to take action for the greater good. Yet, despite his peaceful demeanor and his reputation as a respected community member, Davey found himself in the midst of a deadly dispute that ultimately cost him his life. A dispute that began over homeowners association violations and escalated into a tragedy that shocked the entire community. A man of faith and family, Davey's life was cut short in an unimaginable manner. Now, let's turn our focus to the man who pulled the trigger, Joe Junio. Joe Junio was not a stranger to the North Las Vegas community he called home. By all accounts, he was an ordinary man living an ordinary life until the moment that turned it all upside down. But as we dig deeper, we'll find that this seemingly ordinary man was a ticking time bomb. Let's talk about Junio's background. He was a longtime resident of the neighborhood, living there for over a decade. His house, like many others, was subject to the guidelines and rules of the Homeowners Association. But Junio had a strained relationship with the association, frequently clashing with them over alleged violations of these rules. The disputes were not limited to the Homeowners Association. Junio had a history of disagreements with his neighbors, including Pastor Nick Davey. The tension between Junio and Davey was well known amongst the residents. The conflicts often revolved around minor issues, but they were frequent and heated. One such dispute, a seemingly trivial disagreement about a homeowners association violation, proved to be the proverbial straw that broke the camel's back. This disagreement spiraled out of control, escalating to an unthinkable act of violence that shocked the community to its core. Junio's past also paints a disconcerting picture. He had previous run-ins with the law, although none of them had escalated to this level of violence. His aggressive tendencies were known to those around him, but nobody could have predicted the tragic outcome. As we delve deeper into the story, a picture of tension and conflict begins to emerge. the minor infractions, the frequent disagreements, the strained relationship with the homeowners association, all these factors combined to create a volatile situation. And at the center of it all was Joe Junio, a man whose actions would forever alter the lives of those involved and the community as a whole. But as we delve deeper, a picture of tension and conflict begins to emerge. What started as a simple homeowners association dispute turned deadly. This is the chilling reality of the conflict between Pastor Nick Davi and his neighbor, Joe Junio. It all began with a disagreement over community rules. Pastor Nick, a man of order and structure, noticed that his neighbor was consistently violating the homeowners association guidelines. These violations ranged from minor infractions, like neglecting lawn maintenance, to more serious offenses, like unauthorized modifications to the property. Concerned for the integrity of the neighborhood, Nick took it upon himself to report these violations to the homeowners association. As the report stacked up, so did the tension between Nick and Joe. Their relationship, once cordial, took a bitter turn. The neighbors found themselves embroiled in a bitter feud, the root of which was the mounting resentment from Joe towards Nick. The once peaceful North Las Vegas neighborhood was now a battleground, and the residents watched helplessly as the friction intensified. But no one could have predicted the violent twist this feud would take. The dispute, which should have remained a matter of community regulations, escalated into a deadly confrontation. Joe, presumably driven to the edge by the mounting pressure, resorted to unimaginable violence. The incident that unfolded on that fateful day was far from a simple dispute. It was the culmination of a series of disagreements, misunderstandings, and mounting frustration. It was a potent mix of unchecked anger and deep-seated resentment that ultimately led to the loss of a life. What is most shocking about this story is how a seemingly trivial matter spiraled out of control. It serves as a stark reminder of the devastating consequences when disputes are not resolved peacefully. A disagreement over community standards spiraled into a deadly confrontation. A confrontation that claimed the life of a man who was merely trying to uphold the standards of his community. A confrontation that could have been avoided. The day was January 25th, 2024, a day that would leave a permanent scar on the Davi family. It started off as any other Thursday morning in North Las Vegas. The sun rose, casting a golden glow over the city, oblivious to the tragedy that was about to unfold. In the Davi household, Pastor Nick Davi, a loving father and a spiritual leader, began his day as usual, having breakfast with his family, sharing laughs, and making plans for the day. His neighbor, Joe Junio, was also starting his day, but with a different mindset, one filled with resentment and anger. As the day progressed, the tension that had been building between the two neighbors over a homeowners association dispute reached a boiling point. The dispute, initially about seemingly trivial neighborhood regulations, had escalated to a level no one could have anticipated. By evening, the situation had spiraled out of control. The disagreement culminated in a deadly confrontation in the Davi's driveway. In front of his family, including his two children, Pastor Nick Davi was tragically shot and killed. The man responsible was none other than his neighbor, Joe Junio. The shock and horror of the situation rippled through the community, leaving a chilling silence in its wake. It was a scene that would haunt the Davi family and their neighbors for years to come. A dispute that began over homeowners association regulations had ended in the most unimaginable way. As the sun set, a life was unjustly taken, leaving a family and community in shock. Nate, in the wake of the tragedy, the wheels of justice began to turn. North Las Vegas, a community once known for its tranquility, was now in the throes of shock and grief. Pastor Nick Davi, a pillar of this community, had been brutally murdered right in his own driveway. The crime was not only heinous but also brazen. It occurred in broad daylight in front of his family, including his two children. As news of the incident spread, the community's reaction was one of disbelief and sorrow. Davi was a well-loved figure, known for his kindness and dedication to his flock. His untimely death left a void that seemed impossible to fill. The community rallied together, offering support to the bereaved family and organizing vigils in honor of the fallen pastor. Amidst this outpouring of grief, the law enforcement swung into action. Their prime suspect was Joe Junio, Davi's neighbor, with whom he had a dispute. The dispute, which had escalated over time, was related to homeowners association violations. Junio was apprehended swiftly, his arrest made without incident. Charges were brought against Junio, including open murder, attempted murder, and other offenses. A wrongful death lawsuit was also filed against him, Interestingly, the Homeowners Association found itself implicated as well, for allegedly knowing about the potential for violence, yet not taking adequate measures to prevent it. Junio's arrest brought some measure of relief to the community. It was a small step towards justice for Davy and his family. However, it was a step nonetheless. Junio was held on bail, awaiting a court hearing scheduled for later in March 2024. Junio was behind bars, but the questions and the pain remained. The community grappled with the reality of the situation, trying to make sense of a senseless act. The journey towards justice had just begun, and it was going to be a long and arduous one. As Junio faced the court, the Davy family sought justice. This marked the beginning of a legal saga that would grip North Las Vegas. The charges against Junio were grave and many, including open murder, attempted murder, and a host of other offenses. The severity of these charges reflected the heinous nature of the crime, a crime that had robbed a family of their father, a congregation of their pastor, and a community of their neighbor. But the legal proceedings didn't stop at the criminal charges. The Davy family also filed a wrongful death lawsuit against Junio. This lawsuit was a testament to their determination to obtain justice for Nick, a man who was taken from them far too soon and under such tragic circumstances. The lawsuit alleges that Junio was responsible for Nick's untimely death, and it seeks to hold him accountable in a civil court, in addition to the criminal court. However, Junio wasn't the only one implicated in this lawsuit. The Homeowners Association was also named for allegedly knowing of the potential for violence. The association's alleged failure to act, despite being aware of the escalating dispute between the two neighbors, was seen as a contributing factor to the tragic outcome. The court hearings began in March 2024, with Junio held on bail as he faced the charges against him. The proceedings are ongoing, with the full extent of the evidence yet to be presented and examined. The court's decision will undoubtedly have a profound impact, not just on Junio, but on the Davy family and the community as a whole. While the legal battle rages on, it fails to fill the void left by Nick Davy's absence. The court can deliver a verdict, it can assign blame and mete out punishment, but it can't bring Nick back. And as the Davy family navigates this legal maze, they do so with the knowledge that no amount of justice can compensate for their loss. In the face of such a horrifying incident, one question haunts us all. The chilling events surrounding the demise of Pastor Nick Davy leave us grappling with an unsettling mystery. Why would a neighbor commit such a heinous act over a homeowners association dispute? This question takes us down an unsettling path, a journey through the labyrinth of human nature, where anger, resentment, and unchecked emotions can escalate into unthinkable violence. It's a question that probes at the boundaries of our understanding of humanity. How could a disagreement over community rules spiral into such a catastrophic end, leaving a man dead and a family shattered? We're left to speculate, to piece together the fragments of a story that seems incomprehensible. Could it have been a simmering feud, a bitter grudge held tightly over time that exploded in a moment of uncontrollable rage? Or was it a random act of violence, a tragic result of a man pushed to his breaking point by what he perceived as an infringement upon his rights? No matter what the answers might be, they are unlikely to provide any comfort. They cannot restore a life lost, nor can they mend a family forever marked by tragedy. They only serve as stark reminders of the fragility of peace within our communities and the devastating consequences when that peace is shattered. The riddle of Joe Junio's motivations remains unsolved, a chilling testament to the unpredictability of human behavior. It's a puzzle that will continue to confound us, reminding us of the need for compassion, understanding, and respect in our interactions with those around us. Why would a neighbor kill Nick Davy over a homeowners association dispute, especially in front of his kids? This question persists, echoing in our minds, a haunting whisper of a tragedy that has left a community in shock and a family in mourning. As we conclude this chilling tale, we invite you to join the conversation. The shocking murder of Pastor Nick Davy, a man of faith, a father, a neighbor, has left us with more questions than answers. A dispute over homeowners association regulations led to an unthinkable tragedy. Why would a disagreement escalate to such a deadly climax, especially in front of innocent children? The circumstances surrounding Nick's untimely death are complex and multi-layered. We've explored the lives of those involved, the events leading up to that fateful day, and the aftermath of the incident. But one question looms large. Why? Why did this happen? We encourage you to ponder on these questions, to dig deeper into the human psyche, the societal pressures, and the personal conflicts that led to this tragic event. We invite you to engage in this ongoing dialogue. Share your thoughts, your theories, your questions. Let's dissect this perplexing case together. Your insights could shed light on aspects that might have been overlooked, provide a fresh perspective, or simply offer a platform for you to express your feelings about this deeply distressing incident. We also ask that you help us raise awareness about this incident. By liking, commenting, and subscribing, you're not only supporting our channel, but you're also helping to bring attention to cases like this, cases that need to be discussed and understood to prevent future tragedies. Share this video with your friends, your families, your communities. Let Nick Davies' story be a reminder of the urgent need for empathy, understanding, and respectful dialogue in our everyday interactions. Thank you for joining us today. Remember, your voice matters. Join the conversation, and together, let's seek justice for Nick Davies.